Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled A Song in the Night, was written by Glenn Packiam. The sun had long set when our electrical power suddenly went out. I was at home with our two younger children, and this was their first time experiencing a power outage. After verifying that the utility company knew about the outage, I located some candles, and the kids and I huddled together in the kitchen around the flickering flames. They seemed nervous and unsettled, so we began to sing. Soon, the concerned looks on their faces were replaced with smiles. Sometimes, in our darkest moments, we need a song. Psalm 103 may be one of the psalms prayed or sung after the people of God had returned from exile to a homeland that had been laid waste. In a moment of crisis, they needed to sing, but not just any song. They needed to sing about who God is and what He does. Psalm 103 also helps us remember that He's compassionate, merciful, patient, and full of faithful love. And in case we wonder if the judgment for our sins still hangs over our heads, the psalm announces that God isn't angry. He has forgiven, and He feels compassion. These are good things to sing about during the dark nights of our lives. Maybe that's where you find yourself, in a dark and difficult place, wondering if God really is good, questioning His love for you. If so, pray and sing to the One who abounds in love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our lives can be so dark and difficult sometimes that we can't help but be discouraged and often wonder if You're really there and if You really even care. We pray that You would lift the heart of those who are hurting and are overwhelmed by their circumstances today and give them a renewed hope that while circumstances may seem to be drawing them under, You are with them and You are working things out for their good. Remind them of Your love in this moment and help them turn their pain into songs of praise to You. Thank You, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.